A deadly fungal disease is sweeping through Britain, and already it's claimed tens of thousands of victims. In a few hours, a ban will come into force, stopping the importation of all ash trees in an effort to contain a fungal threat that has all but wiped out the species in Denmark. Europe correspondent Philip Williams.
These should be the sounds of Britain's ash forests. The trees make up 30% of the nation's forest cover, but there are new and ominous sounds disturbing the peace. In February, the first outbreak of the imported fungal disease was detected. Since then, a nationwide survey has revealed a far more disturbing story. It's virulent, it's spreading, and it's deadly. And thousands of trees are being cut down and burnt in an attempt to ring-fence infected areas. Steve Collin is with the Norfolk Trust in one of the affected forests.
My hope is that our trees are slightly more resilient than they have been on the continent. My fear is that we will lose ash from this woodland. It will mean a significant reduction in the habitat for nesting birds. It will change the light levels to the woodland floor. And, of course, any species lost is terrible.
It's all reminiscent of the terrible Dutch elm disease which stripped Britain and the rest of Europe of much of its magnificent elm cover back in the 1970s. This current scourge has already destroyed all but 10% of the Danish ash forests and is rapidly spreading to other nearby nations. It's thought to have been imported into the UK earlier this year, and the government is facing questions as to why it's taken months to impose a ban which begins later today. Britain's Environment Secretary, Owen Paterson.
During this process, over 1,000 sites are being investigated and 50,000 trees have already been burned. While this consultation was going on, if it was evidence that came forward, we would ban imports and we would impose movement controls, and that's exactly what I'm going to do on Monday with the full support of the industry.
There are hopes that the UK's ash forests will show some resistance to the disease, which slowly kills from the crown and works its way down. But that is probably wishful thinking. If the elm disease is any guide, then the British may have to get used to another of its major tree covers gone, and with it, at least some of the biodiversity that depends on it. This is Philip Williams in London, reporting for AM.